John Stanmeyer has traveled the world telling stories of people and places captured through the lens of his camera. Having previously worked for Time magazine, Stanmeyer has been with National Geographic since 2004, snapping images of Syrian refugees, children evading kidnappers in Uganda, and rituals detailing the spiritual connection some Indonesians have to mountains and water.
Because I don't know what the image is until I found the narrative. And then when I find the narrative, I find the image, and the image becomes, to the best of my human ability, becomes the narrative of the story I'm telling.
15 pictures telling those stories are part of the Powered Narratives exhibit on display at the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield. One image, called Night Commuters, shows young boys illuminated by car headlights making an all-too-familiar walk in Uganda to evade capture by the Lord's Resistance Army.
So every evening, to protect their children, parents would send their children from refugee camps to walk a few kilometers, to live communally, so that their cumulative numbers, and in an NGO capacity, like one place was called Noah's Ark, And thousands of children every night would walk to one of these places like Noah's Ark in order to seek sanctuary and safety.
Two pictures over, an image depicts a mass of people covering their faces as dirt and debris swirl around in a dust tornado. But like most of Stanmeyer's images, there is more than meets the eye. He wasn't there for the storm, but to see the Turkish military snip a border fence to allow thousands of Syrian refugees into Turkey.
I'm not a dust devil hunter, I'm not a tornado hunter, I'm a street photographer. I'm a documentarian, a humanist, and what am I doing, in the forces of nature? The forces of nature come to all of us, and in this case it came to me. In this case, in the context of a very weighted, heavy social issue, and all of those pieces combined, and it's completely out of my control. It's just bearing witness to reality.
A few of the pictures on display shine a light on labor industries not often thought about in the Western world, from a boy pulling a cart filled with a mountain of spices, to sex workers in China illuminated by red neon lights, to men in Indonesia climbing into the bowels of the earth.
There are a few hundred men who work one of the most difficult and backbreaking labors of going into an active volcano and collecting rock-size levels of sulfur that get used for a myriad of things, including matchsticks, and trying to put a face and an understanding of when you light that match to start your fire or roast marshmallows or what have you. How do you get matches? Where do they come from? They don't just magically appear.
Stanmeyer, who runs a gallery in West Stockbridge, almost always photographs a scene with a human element, oftentimes in dire conditions.
There's been many times I haven't been able to take a picture. I can't tell you what they are off the top of my head. I don't like to talk about, I don't mind talking about it, but I don't like to personally dwell on it, so I don't think I shove it out of my consciousness.
One of the most striking photos shows Balinese Hindus on a shoreline performing what some Westerners might relate to a baptism or similar practice. Part of these molasties involves going into a spiritual trance in which a person takes a dagger-like object and puts it to their chest.
Pushing with all their might, bare-chested, a shirt off, rolling in the sand on top of the dagger, and it doesn't go into their body. How that happens, I honestly do not know. But they believe that the spirits that are taking place in the water and the spirits that take place or interact in the mountains that happen to be volcanoes, which is how this connects for volcano spirituality, are protecting them in this incredibly unique state of heightened spirituality.
The museum's Maria Mingalone curated the exhibit.
The visual is so engaging, and it pulls you in, and then you're hooked. And then you learn the history and the story behind the image. And it's just this incredible way that you can be moved and that you can journey to all of these far-flung places across the world.
The images will be on display through November 8th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.